461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. I'm looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about an issue today I believe that is very pertinent in light of what we're witnessing with the riots, the thuggery in the streets, the anti-ICE, the anti-government, the anti-law, the lawlessness that we see taking place. Our issue today, our enemies are within. Now listen very carefully. We have a lot of enemies around the world. We, talking about America, Christians in general, United States of America, our nation is a constitutional republic, and as such, we have a great number of enemies. We know, for example, let me just give you a little pre-introduction to where we're going. We know we have enemies like Iran, we have enemies like Russia, China, North Korea, etc., a whole host of other nations. And those ideologies within those nations, they hate America. They hate our constitutional republic. They hate our liberties. They do not recognize the fact that it's a demonic battle. They hate us because our foundation, fundamental foundation, is a central biblicist Christian foundation in America. And they hate that. Many of them do not know why. They just know they hate us as a nation. Now, when you look at Scripture, you understand, according to the 12th chapter of the book of the Revelation, that Satan hates Israel. Because it's out of Israel that Jesus Christ was birthed. As a result of our stand as a central biblicist Christian nation, now I know there are those who will argue that and debate that. I don't care what your argument and debate may be. We're founded, fundamentally founded, on Christian principles, Judeo-Christian values as a nation. So as a result of that, the underpinning, the underlying hatred, animus, and resentment toward America is a demonic battle. Now Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 and following validates that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And I believe that's the case. I believe that's what we're seeing. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand, it's not just Russia, it's not just China, it's not just North Korea, it's not just Syria, it's not just Iran, it's not just Islamic jihadist nations. But we're talking about, on a global basis, we have those that hate us. And listen, that's bad enough. But when we have those that hate America, those that despise our foundation, that's within our nation, within our borders, and it's the deep, deep, deep pocketed funding that's taking place that causes the riots in the streets, the demonstrations in the streets, the anti-ICE, the anti-law that we see facing us as a nation. And it may surprise multitudes listening today that the majority of that funding is coming from the pockets of those inside America, those that are considered Americans that hate our nation. That's where we're going today. That's the subject today. That's the issue that we're talking about. And the Scripture is very, very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we're going to talk about these funders. We're going to talk about what is happening in America. And then the bottom line is, my question to you, how should we then live? What should we do in the realization and recognition that the funding for the overthrow of America is coming from within America? How do you handle that? What should our politicians do? I'm delighted that we've got a State Department headed up by Marco Rubio and thousands of those that are in that, if you please, orbit to protect our nation. But listen, my bottom line is, in my most humble opinion, we need to go after the money, M-O-N-E-Y. You know, you've always heard the statement, if you want to see what's happening, what's the motivation, what's the cause of something, follow the money. That's what we're talking about today, and I've got more articles to refer to than time would allow for it. We had an all-day broadcast, but I'm prayerful that you'll hear, heed, and ask your questions. And by the way, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We look forward to your telephone call, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue. And let me remind you, as we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said these words, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. "Thy word is true." And then, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. It is that durable. God's truth, the truth book, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is truth, and it endures forever. I'm looking at a statement by George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." Ladies and gentlemen, if you're from the left coast or the right coast, truth still matters, regardless of what you think or what you say. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said the decline of America is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what he said. "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." That's a horrible statement. Sad thought. But ladies and gentlemen, you can get in a circle and you can talk about political issues, you can talk about social issues, military issues, economic issues, theological, doctrinal, biblical issues. You'll always find some that will reject the truth out of hand. Hakeem Jeffries, I believe, the one that's the head of the Democratic Party in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, I believe, wouldn't recognize the truth if it slapped him in the face on any level about anything. And that's the mindset in the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. In fact, I've asked the question, and I believe it's time to ask it again. Is it possible for a true Democrat to be an American? Is it possible for one that is a true Democrat to be a Christian? I say no to both those questions. Now, you might want to argue and debate it. I'd love to hear your foundation for the argument if you disagree with that. Look at the headline, says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, they go on to say the millennials, 18 to 35 year old age group, they say each person determines their own version of truth. Headline says Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And I find that to be sad but true. Ladies and gentlemen, it was 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made these definitive statements about truth. He says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge. Are you willing to defend the truth until death? I believe, and I am not a pessimist, but I believe this nation will come to the point and place if Jesus tarries, if the rapture of the church tarries, we'll come to the point and place in our nation where our life will be on the limb if we stand for truth. That was taking place in the era of Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. In fact, when he was burned at the stake because of standing on truth, he screamed out in his last breath, "Truth shall prevail." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is factually true. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? 11291 Old San Augustine Road is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, I'll open the telephone lines and invite you to call in. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about an issue today that I believe we need to get a hold on and recognize what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for President Trump, the State Department, with the multitudes of the national individuals now on a national level and international level that's providing our safety and our security. Ladies and gentlemen, there are teams that are geared up 24/7 to protect our nation and to protect those within our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, to protect us from any and all international or national threats. Now, I don't know if you heard any of that or if you've listened to it. Listen, I understand that thousands upon thousands of threats against America are picked up, intercepted, and thwarted before we ever know that there's a threat. That's security. That's safety. Now, I'm not taking it out of the hands of God for our safety and security, but I'm thankful that through and under the leadership of President Donald J. Trump, we have that. We have sealed, closed borders today. In fact, in the history of America, we're not having a single entry into America through the borders illegally. Sealed, closed, protected. Joe Biden, auto-pen Biden, sleepy Joe Biden, allowed between 20 and 25 million illegals to come into America. That's the battle that we have in America today, to develop some type of system to save our foundations, to develop us as a nation that will be secured and protected from the Islamic jihadists and the other invaders that have come in. Now, some of those enemies that are within today came in under the Biden administration. Now, some say 12, 15 million, and I believe the better number is someplace between 20 and 25 million illegal invaders in America. Overwhelming majority of them, ladies and gentlemen, are the Islamic jihadists that's in America. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an overt attempt to destroy our nation. Perhaps you've not thought of it, but we have multitudes of enemies today that's inside America, all aggressively, all of them working toward the undermining of the constitutional republic called America. And again, I quote to you Psalms 11:3, which is my key text for today in talking about this issue. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Every day, ladies and gentlemen, we see the nation in a shamble because of the borders being thwarted, the security being opened and let down under the past administration. Ladies and gentlemen, There's the anti-American, anti-God, anti-church, anti-Christian mobs in the streets today across our nation. They're demonstrating, rioting for Islamic jihadists. They're rioting for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. They're rioting against ICE and the other areas of law enforcement, the border custody, and the ICE agents, and National Guard in some cases. Law enforcement, ladies and gentlemen, is hated. There's a methodology that today is being put into place to undermine and destroy and make it look like our law enforcement agencies and agents are somehow, some way, the wicked, evil people that's causing the problem. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset again to overthrow America, to destroy our constitutional republic. Listen. We have lawlessness across our nation, and the Marxist media, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, are all working together to prosecute good and to protect evil. Why is it so? What's causing this? Who's paying for this? This is where we're going. Who's footing the bill? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever watched any of the interviewers on the streets and Minnesota, Minneapolis in particular, L.A., Chicago, New York, etc., etc., when the foaming, fuming thugger in the streets boil up and they go into the streets and ask the question, you should be working. What made the statement, dear woman? I am working. I'm getting paid to be here. If you wondered about the depth and the breadth of that and what that connotes and what it really means, who's paying it? Who's paying for the upheaval? Who's paying for the riots? Who's paying for the demonstrators? Who's paying for the marchers that are marching in our churches? Did you wonder the march into the church in St. Paul, Minnesota, the city's church, a Southern Baptist church, a Christian church in the midst of worship? Where about 22, it's either 22 or 27, I've gotten mixed numbers as far as the research, entered into it. Have you ever wondered how, why they were there? What's the motive? Who gets paid? Several of them, ladies and gentlemen, on the top of the list as far as income and payments and federal tax dollars through the NGOs and the other operations where they're getting money from sources that we're going to talk about today. Being paid to undermine and to tear down and eviscerate the foundation of America. Have you ever noticed the signs? When a riot starts taking place, a demonstration takes place, have you noticed that throughout the group, hundreds, even thousands of people, and then dozens and dozens of them with the same signs, professionally done, marching down the street with dozens behind huge unrolled banners, that those banners, if you walk into any sign shop or any professional promo shops that will do that kind of work, it will be thousands and thousands of dollars. Did somebody make those in their garage? Not likely. Ladies and gentlemen, we asked the question, and the bottom line is we're talking about the enemies within. The enemies within. And the bottom line of that, we're talking about those enemies that are paying for funding the undermining of our foundation. Who's paying for the rioters, demonstrators? Who's paying for the gas mask, professional gas mask, the riot gear, the mask that are wearing, that the thugs are armoring up with body armor? Who's paying for that? Who's paying for the sometimes truckloads of brick dumped on a sidewalk to be used? Who's paying for the truckloads of frozen bottles of water to be thrown at the ICE agents and other law enforcement? Who's paying for that? Where does it come from? Who's taking care of the bill? Who's paying for the anarchist training? The woman, last name Good, that was killed because she tried to kill a law enforcement officer with her vehicle. The media will have you to believe that she had just dropped off her six-year-old son at daycare. It was just a mom on the street headed home. That is simply a fabrication. the daycare that her son stayed in, as it was called, is a training center to train anarchists on how to confront law enforcement and especially the ICE agents there in her city. She was a trained anarchist, a trained insurrectionist. Who's paying for that? Who took care of the cost for that? Who's paying for the ones that are still on the streets today across America? It's a major, major, major bill, a tab that the average person would not be able to pay. I understand that. Listen, most well-being Americans, most Americans today are just simply, I believe, would be totally amazed, totally shocked at who's paying for these things, who's behind it, who are the individuals, who are the foundations. Let me just give you a little insight. Did you recall recently with the No King's Day across America? One of the Walmart heiresses, part of the Walden Foundation, paid millions of dollars for that to take place because she's an uber, loose, lax, lost liberal. Right now, with the riots in Minnesota, did you realize the Walden Foundation, Walden Family Foundation of Walmart heirs, has spent about $3 million so far just in Minneapolis for the rioters? Did you know that? I'm sure you didn't. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I call the issue today, the enemies within. Now, very frankly, there are a lot of people that have said, well, if we know that, we should stop shopping at Walmarts. I'm not going to say that at this moment, but I'm just simply wanting to reveal to us today, unpeel the onion a little today, and look at some of the funders behind the riots, the anarchy, the demonstrations that's taking place in the streets of America. It is not organic. These people didn't wake up one morning and say, I think I'm going to get me a sign and spend several hundred dollars for the outfits to wear to protect my body in the cold. I'm going to pay several hundred dollars in getting the outfits that I need and making the signs that I need to get out there and let myself be known that I'm against what is happening. That's not happening. That's not the case. Not the case at all. That's what we're talking about. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Most of us will be amazed, shocked, and absolutely saddened to find out about the individuals and the funding that's taking place for that. 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Listen to a headline. Minnesota ICE anti-ICE activists get $3.3 million from George Soros and the Soros-backed charity that you've never heard of. 16 activist groups mobilized against immigration agents in Minnesota have one thing in common: financial support from a nonprofit, hear me, nonprofit backed by George Soros and Soros's Family Open Society Foundation. The Minneapolis-based Headwaters Foundation for Justice awarded $3,321,013 in funds and non-cash assistance that now seek to monitor immigration and customs enforcement or protest the agencies. It goes further to say, one related protest at Minneapolis Airport led to around 100 arrests January the 23rd. The Headwaters Foundation did not respond to multiple requests for comments from the DCNF. What we're seeing, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the headline says, Minnesota anti-ICE activists get $3.3 million from Soros-backed charity. It's considered a charity that you've never heard of. The Headwaters Foundation did not respond to the multiple requests for the comments. What we're seeing in the streets of Minneapolis and across Minnesota right now is a fight for the collective liberation in real time. The foundation said in a Wednesday Instagram post announcing $120,000 and additional grants. Other Headwaters Foundation grants from 2025 and following are listed on its website with unspecified dollar amounts. Liberal philanthropy nonprofit disclosed millions upon millions in donations to the Headwaters Foundation from more than a decade, from the Open Society Foundation. Keep in mind, when I say Open Society Foundation, that's tantamount, that's synonymous with George Soros. Do you realize, let me pause for a moment, George Soros has about 210 corporate entities. Most, if not all, are incorporated as nonprofit organizations with the philanthropic mindset and purpose to give to those other organizations that will carry out things that he and his organization wants to sponsor. And all ALL, if I can emphasize that, all of it is designed to undermine, tear down, and destroy the United States of America. You say, well, why does George Soros want to do that? Because he's made mega billions of dollars across the world by destroying financial entities, by collapsing the nation's financial structure, and then buying it back for pennies on the dollar. That's a demonically genius plan, and that's his plan for America. He hates the capitalistic nation that we're in. He hates the capitalistic system. George Soros hates the constitutional republic that we have that we call the United States of America. This article goes on to say, liberal philanthropic nonprofit disclosure, millions in donations to the Headwaters Foundation for more than a decade. The Open Society Foundation, with George Soros, created with his son, now leads these organizations. The nonprofit did not respond to the request for comments. Several activist groups that coordinated ICE Out, that's the term they're using, ICE Out marches January 23rd and following, were funded by the Headwaters Foundation. The Council on American Islamic Relations, Minnesota, that is the Council on Islamic Relations, CARE, Council on Islamic Relations, Council on American Islamic Relations out of Minnesota, Community Organizing Latin Power and others, Community Organization Latin Power, it is a Hispanic organization, the Voice of Radical Justice, Minnesota Freedom Fund, and the LGBTQ group called Out Front Minnesota and Gender Justice. Now that's a juxtaposition of rank demonic organizations with deep pockets, ladies and gentlemen, that's funding what we see every day when you turn on the television and watch what is taking place across America. It is an attempt to destroy our foundations. And again, I go back to the question in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Listen, we have a foundation in the United States of America, and the foundation is built upon the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness according to the study of America. May I say to you, we need to recognize what is taking place. The foundations to be destroyed, what can the righteous do? By the way, what does it mean, the foundations? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Very simply put, our foundations are talking about, it refers to the moral, ethical, spiritual, societal structure that holds our nation together. It's our foundations we talk about is truth and justice and God's law and righteousness and faith in God through Jesus Christ. May I say, when we see the text, we need to understand that the foundations of America, solid on the Word of God, and yet there are those that will deny that, reject that, say America is not built on a Christian foundation. But our foundations, and that question, if the foundations be destroyed, that is, you could put it this way, if our morals, if our ethics, if our spiritual values, if our societal structures for life, if they're destroyed, what can we do as a nation? I'm concerned, I'm interested, I'm passionate, ladies and gentlemen, in relationship to what we see taking place and who's funding it and how it's being carried out in America today. George Soros, that's number one on my list in relationship to what is happening with those that are within America. You say, where does Soros live? He lives in a penthouse apartment in New York City. And yet he's wanting to tear it down. And his funding out of his pockets and out of his foundations, out of his organizational structures, he's funding just about every non-governmental organization, non-profit organization that's using the funds on the streets to undermine our foundation in America today. You say, it sounds like you're passionate. I'm passionate. I'm concerned about it. And my question is, if we know this is happening and our leadership in the House and the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, they know who's funding it, why isn't it being stopped? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit